sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't even spread his hand out inside. It was so small. فَتَوَضَّ الْقَوْمُ كُلُّهُمْ قَالُوا كَمْ كُنْتُمْ قَالَ ثَمَانِينَ زِيَادٌ وَزِيَادَةٌ. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, through his barakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the whole army that was there, they all made wuzu from that small bowl of water. Whole army, Allah Pak made so much of barakat. Yeah, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't even spread his hand out, it was such a small bowl. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying that they asked, how many people were you? So he replied that we were 80 or more people. Muttafaqun Ali. This hadith is reported both in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif. And when we say Muttafaqun Ali, it means it's been reported by the same narrator also. Meaning Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reported the same hadith, it is as reported in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif. وَفِي رِوَيَةٍ لَهُ وَلِمُسْلِمْ. And in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, the words are slightly different. أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ دَعَى بِإِنَاءٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأُوتِيَ بِقَدَحٍ رَحْرَاحٍ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a bowl, and that bowl had a little bit of water in it, and the description of this bowl was, it was a very shallow bowl. It was a little bit wide bowl, but very shallow. So very, very, very little water in that bowl there was. فَوَضَعَ أَصَابِعَهُ فِيهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand in it. قَالَ أَنَسٌ فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْذُرُ إِلَى الْمَاءِ يَنْبُعُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَصَابِعِهِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying that I saw the water gushing out from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَحَذَرْتُ مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ مَا بَيْنَ السَّبْعِينَ إِلَى الثَّمَانِينَ. I estimated that the amount of people that made wuzu from this Mubarak water was between 70 and 80 people. They made wuzu from this water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Mubarak, what barakat? Therefore, there is a quiz question that sometimes is asked to the children, that which water is even greater than, which is the greatest water? Normally, a person would reply that Zamzam water is the greatest water. Zamzam water, we all know what a great water it is. People will generally reply this, but they say, no, there is one water that was even better than Zamzam water. And that is the water that gushed out from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even greater than Zamzam. Can you imagine what the Mubarak water that is, that had been gushed out as a miracle from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdullah ibn Zaydin radiallahu anhu qala atana al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'akhrajna lahu ma'um min tawrin min sufrin fatawadda'a. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hadith Abdullah ibn Zaydin radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came to us and we gave him water in a container made of copper. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made wuzu with this. Now this is the beauty of the fuqaha and the muhaddisin, that they look at one hadith and they'll see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made wuzu in a utensil, who made wuzu from a utensil that was made of copper. So they would tell us, and now we would learn that it's permissible to make wuzu from a utensil made of copper. So this is the beauty. Sometimes we may wonder that why one hadith is brought, but to choose one hadith shows us that we can use a utensil that is made of copper. We'll do one more hadith. And Jabir radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala rajulim min al-ansar. And the Jabir radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit a man from the ansar, wa ma'ahu sahibul lahu, and with him was a companion of his. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن كان عندك ماء بات هذه الليلة في شنة وإلا كرعنا. So Nabi عليه السلام told this person that if you had, that this was the Bayt Takalluf style that they had. Sometimes the person comes and he comes to visit a friend. Friend will be happy if he says what he wants. If he's feeling for tea, he says, I'm feeling for tea. If he's feeling for ice cream, he says, I'm feeling for ice cream. If he's feeling for water, he says, I'm feeling for water. And the friend also gets happy because now he knows what to serve the person. Sometimes the person comes and he's so shy that he doesn't tell the friend anything. The friend now is thinking, now what must I serve him? So he puts him through that extra parishani. This is where a person has got that relationship. Otherwise, it becomes forward. A person goes to somebody's house and he demands what he has, what he wants. Where a person has got that relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this open relationship with Sahaba, and they'll get so excited that he is asking for something, they'll be more than excited to give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he wants. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him that if you got water that has been hung in a bag, a leather bag, a skin overnight, then present that, wa illa karana. If not, then we will drink water from some other water source. You must know that it was hot there. And now when it's hot, then water that is stored overnight in a bag will be cool water, will be very cool water. So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling for some cool water, a little bit cold water. So therefore he requested for this type of water. So even the water, if a person is requesting, he should tell his friend or the person he's visiting what type of temperature he'd like. I like plain water, I like cold water, I like mixed water. So the host knows, it makes it easy for him now. He doesn't have to start thinking now, hey, does he want cold water, does he want hot water, does he want ice? He doesn't want ice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it so easy that if you got water that has been stored in that skin, that leather bag overnight, then we'll drink from there. Otherwise, we'll drink from some other water source that may be available. So this was the beauty of the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked. So that water would stay cold. Now in this water bag that we see, in India they've got something, and even up till now, they've got something known as a matka. Matka is a clay pot. This clay pot is such that doesn't matter what time of the day, it may be hot, hot, hot outside, but the water that you'll drink from there is cool, almost as though that clay pot is unaffected by the temperature around it. It may be boiling outside, people will be perspiring, fanning themselves, but the moment they take that water from that pot, that clay pot, they find that it's very, very cool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made that pot in that, with that type of sifat and that type of quality, that it doesn't matter what is happening around, that pot still remains cool. So therefore there's a nice saying that kisi ne matka se poocha, tum kyu itne thande rehte ho. Somebody asked this matka, this clay pot, how come you remain so cool? So calm, you're so cool, you see, you're not affected by everything around you, you don't get worked up. So this matka replied, wo matka muskurakar jawab diya. So that matka smilingly replied, jiske mazi aur hal aur istiqbal mitti se peda hua hai, that thing that is created, its past, its present and its future is created from soil, garmahat aur takabbur kis baat se. What can cause something that is created from soil, its past, its present, its future, everything is soil. What can cause this thing to get heated up? What can cause it to have pride and anger? Nothing can cause it. So this is an example for us that our past, our present, our future is all created from mitti. It's all created from sand. What should ever cause the sand here to flare up, to get angry, to have pride? Nothing should cause us. We should remind ourselves that we were sand, we're going to return to sand, and our existence currently is just another formation of sand. So what is causing us to flare up and to have pride? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.